escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
November 10th.
The Logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1967, Surveyor 6 landed on the moon, where it scooped up soil samples and took pictures from the surface. As of this successful landing, NASA accomplished everything it had set out to do with the Surveyor landers, and only one more Surveyor would fly. In 1985, the Soviet Union conducted the first glide and landing test of its space shuttle using a vehicle called Buran Analog. But unlike the American test shuttle Enterprise, Buran Analog had its own jet engines and took off for its glide test without the help of an airliner. Buran Analog glide test continued for 3 more years. In 2009, the Poisk docking module was launched to rendezvous and dock with the International Space Station. Poisk added additional docking ports for future modules, as well as docking ports designed especially for Soyuz capsules. Born on this day in 1891, composer Carl Stalling, who set the madcap tone for the music of the early Warner Brothers cartoons. Composer Ennio Morricone, the man behind the music of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and countless other films, was born in 1928. Apollo 17 astronaut Ron Evans was born in 1933. Stargate and Independence Day director Roland Emmerich was born in 1955. Sandman writer Neil Gaiman was born in 1960. Science fiction author Jack Williamson died on this day in 2006. In 1966, Captain Kirk traded the fine art of diplomacy in for the fine art of bluffing his way out of trouble.
This is the captain of the Enterprise. Our respect for other life forms requires that we give you this warning. There's one critical item of information that has never been incorporated into the memory banks of any Earth ship. Since the early years of space exploration, Earth vessels have had incorporated into them a substance known as corbomite. It is a material and a device which prevents attack on us. If any destructive energy touches our vessel, a reverse reaction of equal strength is created. Destroying...
You now have 2 minutes.
Destroying the attacker. It may interest you to know that since the initial use of corbomite more than two of our centuries ago, no attacking vessel has survived the attempt. Death has little meaning to us. If it has none to you, then attack us now. We grow annoyed at your foolishness.
Though it was the first Star Trek episode filmed after NBC picked up the series, the Corbomite Maneuver was the 10th episode shown. A year later in 1967, Kirk and his crew met the man who made warp drive happen.
Are you real? I mean, I'm not imagining you, am I?
We're real enough.
You speak English? Earth people?
From the Federation.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm Cochrane. I've been marooned here who knows how long. Well, if you only knew how good it is to see you.
I'm Captain James T. Kirk, commanding the Starship Enterprise.
Hey, that's a nice ship. It's simple and clean. Been trying to get her to go again? Oh, forget it. It won't work.
Glenn Corbett guest starred as Zefram Cochrane, inventor of warp drive, a character who would be shown very differently in later Star Trek spin-offs. In 1980, RSO Records was ready for a Christmas in the Stars.
What are the odds this time of year of getting a Christmas snow? A gift that pleases, a case of the sneezes, or a kiss neath a mistletoe? You doubt the odds against Christmas cards finding each friend on your list, or getting a box of oversized socks, But you don't stop to think about this.
The official Star Wars Christmas album featured the song What Can You Get a Wookiee for Christmas When He Already Owns a Comb. The album was produced by Miko, who was responsible for the Star Wars disco cover albums, and featured the first ever credited studio work by a young musician named John Bon Jovi.
What can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like that to take home?
In 1997, a completely different occasion was on the minds of everyone aboard Deep Space Nine.
Worf, son of Morg, does your heart beat only for this woman?
Yes.
And will you swear to join with her and stand with her against all who oppose you?
I swear.
Jadzia, daughter of Kayla, does your heart beat only for this man?
Yes.
And do you swear to join with him and stand with him against all who would oppose you?
I swear.
Then let all present here today know that this man and this woman are married.
Worf and Dax got married in the episode You Are Cordially Invited. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 1 is available now at thelogbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.